from KQED.
In January, tens of thousands of Californians who came to the U.S. illegally as children will be able to apply for driver's licenses. The California Report's Amy Isaacson has the story.
Ismael Soto was waiting for his mom to give him a ride home for the holidays when I spoke with him. He can't wait for the new year when he expects that will change.
I'm sure this is something that everybody feels when they're like 15 or 16 and they're getting a car, but for me, it's the same thing. It just feels really liberating and really like, just like a whole new phase of my life is starting.
Soto is 28 years old. When he was 4, his mom fled an abusive marriage in Mexico and brought him and his brothers to San Diego. They were all undocumented. Soto says he never really thought about it until he was old enough to get a driver's license and couldn't. Come college, it really weighed on him.
Oh my God, the amount of pressure that I had every day and like, I'm going to be picked off the street and sent to Mexico every day, you know?
A few months ago, Soto got a new lease on life. He applied for and received deferred action and can now live, work, and soon drive legally in the U.S. for the next 2 years. California is one of about 21 states that have confirmed that young people brought to the U.S. when they were under 16 who finished high school are eligible for a driver's license. Last fall, it became the only state to pass a law to guarantee that.
My travel time will be down from like 2 hours of going to work to like 10 or 15 minutes.
Soto says with a car, he can do what he's always wanted, teach in underprivileged schools and get his master's. Soto says once he gets his license, the first place he'll probably drive is to work. But then...
I really want to drive Disneyland.
In the meantime, Soto plans to hit a community college parking lot for driving lessons with his older brother this week. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.